And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Tonight we'll have Clara Bingham. She is a nanny, or at least was, for a family that eventually fired her because she was taking matters into her own hands. She thinks she has the legal right to do that, being a nanny. In fact, this could very well, tonight's interview with Ms. Bingham, could very, seriously, we have a thing called Life Imitates Phil. I'm telling you, this is going to happen. Within a year, this will happen. You think you haven't seen it all? You think you have seen it all, I should say. You haven't seen it all. When you listen to this hour with Clara Bingham tonight, you are going to be hearing what eventually becomes a situation, you know, life imitating art. In other words, we're going to do this interview, and in about a year, you will hear of this very thing happening. You'll scratch your head. You'll shake your head. You'll look at your wife. You'll go, holy geez. And you'll go back to the sports page, and you'll just wonder what the whole thing am coming to. All right, we'll also tonight have our flashback around the 15-minute break of this hour, and we're going to announce something special for you guys having to do with the webcast. Now, I'm here today, and I actually wasn't here last night because of this. I have a back that was destroyed when I was lifting concrete in Orlando, Florida, back in 1972, helping put Disney World on the map and the surrounding community of Orlando. So thank you very much. Thanks a lot. No, don't mention it at all. My back's destroyed today, and you're swimming in your freaking pool with the screen around it. All right. Nice going, Phil. No, that's okay. Working down there for Old Man Thyssen, for Concreative, hauling the concrete. And one day, he said, Phil, get that wheelbarrow down there. Go around thing, go down there. I'm like, yeah, okay. I don't know what you're saying to me. You know, some guy, you know, from Lehigh. I'll never forget the concrete companies, too. Lehigh with the thing. And the cat, those cats that drive those cement trucks look like a good gig to me because all they did is get out, pull a thing, and then they'd lean on the thing with the cigarette, you know, and while you're just, you know, humping these wheelbarrows because they didn't have the pump back then. Anyway, I'm talking a whole lot of, well, it's all shop talk. So I lifted the barrel one day, and I just felt pain. I was in such pain, I was almost enjoying it. That's how painful it was. It almost crossed the threshold between pain and sublime, just sublime relief. I think, humping the pump, man. You got to get on the phone with him every time I say something funny like that.
Done. Funny is all about sex.
Oh, yeah, that's right, bud. That's what I was doing. It was, let's see, the middle of a day in the summer in Orlando, Florida. Oh, I probably about the heat index at 120. I'm sweating from every pore, pulling concrete out of a truck, and I'm having sex? Where? What, on the street?
Could be with one of the guys.
That's right. You know, bud, you're so stupid that I think you're an idiot savant. And your specialty isn't playing the piano. It isn't like Rain Man remembering numbers. Your stupidity, your idiot savant stupidity, is the stupidity. It's you're the most perfectly stupid guy I ever met. You're marvelously stupid. You're endearingly stupid. You are record-breakingly stupid.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, so here we are, and so I said, well, that's cool, man. I'll take care of some business. Just before my wife took off with the kids and left me with this blonde. No, when my wife and kids, they went up to Bass Lake this week. We did it last year. They did it this week. Remember last year when I came back and I said I just cut out early because I couldn't stand it? My wife finally figured it out. She goes, the kids and I are going to Bass Lake. You don't have to come. Thank you. Because this is the scenario. We're going up to Bass Lake. Really? Oh, yeah. And then Wendy's bringing her two girls, and Susie Q's bringing her two. It's going to be wonderful. So let's see. In our house that's got two bedrooms at the best, 68 kids, four women. Oh, my God. None of whom, other than one, I can do anything with. And that one that I can do something with, she ain't doing it that week. You got to figure it out. I can't do it, man. It's just there's a thing that is extremely selfish. As I told you guys, women who understand men understand the basic, this basic truth that we have an enormous amount of self-hate. Enormous amount of self-hate. And one of the reasons why we hate ourselves is because we really can't stand any of that stuff. We hate ourselves for it. Oh, there's some guys, sure. I've seen them. I've talked to them. We were on the Disney cruise. And when you get off the bus for the Disney cruise, the guy says, now who can sing the Tigger song, right? And so one father spoke up and he started singing the Tigger song and he got some like free balloons for the kids, a bunch of kids. And I walked next to him and I said, wow, how did you know that? He goes, you got three kids, you know the Tigger song. And there was almost a limpness in his wrist and I just said, oh, God. Now that guy's unique. Most of us don't know the Tigger song. So the washing machine blew up. Remember when I was telling you guys about this like 4 years ago? Sears? Well, I'm not going to bag on Sears. I understand that you, as my main man Clint Eastwood used to say, man's got to know his limitations. You know, Sears has got to know its limitations. There it goes again, baby. It blew up. My wife on the phone. And the washing machine's frozen up, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I think that I'm going to, I'm having fading spells. It's okay, honey. I'll take care of it. Will you really? Yes, I will. Because I have to take the kids. And they're going to be starting school. I understand. It's a legitimate concern. I'll do it. You will. You're just my hero. That's okay. I love the, what's it take? A phone call, I figure? Call up Sears. Hi. We have one of your Kenmores? Yes, sir. And it's broken down about three times in the last year. My wife bought the extended warranty, but with four children starting school, we were wondering if we need a repair date. Yes, sir, right after Labor Day. I said, wow, boy, that's tough, man. I mean, the thing ain't working right now, so that's all I can do for you, pal. I said, well, now, why don't you just try a little harder, huh? Well, that's it. I didn't say that. My wife, she told me. She's almost in tears. I said, all right, I'll call him up. Oh, my God. The last time this happened, man, I actually called Sears in Chicago. I'll never forget. I got through to the actual head cat, his secretary. I never got to him, but I got to his secretary. And she was sweet, and she was cool, and it took a while, but they got those repair guys off the dime. Now Sears has merged with Kmart. And with all due respect, this Mr. Lampert, I believe, is the CEO. He got kidnapped back in November, right? I mean, do I really want to bother him with my washing machine repair? This is what I'm thinking. I spent money with his company. Well, you were kidnapped and everything, so I don't. No, go ahead. Tell me. No, I really want to hear it. Blindfolded and in a pit. Can't breathe. Begging for my life. But tell me all about your washing machine. Well, I mean, I bought it from your company, didn't I? That was before I effected the merger, Mr. Henry. So I don't know what in the name of Jesus H. Christ in a hatchback you're talking about. Well, never mind. Thank you. So I got out of my... Hi. Yeah, my washing machine. Oh, yes, sir. Can I speak with the service manager? Not there isn't one here. Okay, can he call me? Yes, sir. Within the hour, a service manager will call you. Thank you. Do you know how lonely and how foolish you feel as you sit, sort of just looking at your watch and playing that kind of thumb game next to a little tiny cell phone that sits on a coffee table as you just lean forward, kind of going, and I just sat there for the hour like a dummy because I was thinking, maybe I'm going to go up to Carl's Jr. and grab myself a sunrise sandwich. No, those give me the runs. I know. I'm just going through my day. And phone never rang, man. So I'm on my way to work. I call up Michelle. I said, you get these cats from Sears on the line for me. She said, she calls me back. She says, they'll call you tomorrow between 8 and noon. I said, whoa, baby. That, you know, they said today at like 10. So I call them back. Oh, yeah, no, sir, we can't do that. I said, well, they said they were going to call today at 10. Uh-huh. Well, so that isn't the kind of service I'm sure that your company is used to giving. No, sir, it's not. I said, so what can I do about that? Well, they'll call you tomorrow. I said, well, do you have the number of the people that I call? No, I don't. Do you know who they are? Yes, they're there in California. Can you give me the number? No, I may not. Uh-huh. Well, ooh, now all of a sudden, what, am I in the fifth ring? Am I in the labyrinth here? Is it, Flight of the Condor or something? What is it? Are the walls lead lined down there?
Sears Underground. It's here that our technicians make your washing machines break. dun, 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 dun. Sears, where America craps.
I'm kidding around, Sears. I know you guys do the best you can. And my wife loves your stuff because she's so old school. This is my wife. Hey, honey, we got Best Buy and we got Circuit City. And what about Sears? They have, oh, God, man, I ain't been in Sears since they used to have the popcorn going. You remember that with the hot nuts? I could go to Sears for hot nuts. Are you kidding me? I mean,
he's really
okay, thanks. He's upset.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Flashback coming up.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we have a flashback for you, and this is a flashback requested by Matt, and it's an Austin Amarca flashback, a bit from a show back in 2004. Phil, the first show I heard which caught my attention was the one with the gas station owner who wouldn't let people he didn't know buy gas from him. If they gave him trouble, he had a big black guy convince them they should go elsewhere. I was wondering which character this is and if you could play this bit again sometime. Thanks, Matt. Yes, Matt, it is Austin Amarca. And here it is, Austin, who is alternately either a cabinet maker or a gas station owner.
I just wanted to mention that when you get a license to run a gas station or any other business in America, you're agreeing to give service to the public at large. And
yes, sir.
This gentleman is not willing to do that, and that is discrimination.
And no, I sell to everybody that insists on buying my product.
Well, they shouldn't have to insist, should they?
I don't know. I don't know what the law says. The law doesn't say, you know, the law says I have to sell to people who want the product.
But if you're not willing to service the community at large, then that is discrimination.
He does not have a speech impediment.
And
are you a... But a Korean vet already has the hose in his hand.
But anyway, that was my point.
When you get
that license, you're willing to serve the people at large.
Well, it's not only
old people who commit manslaughter. Young people do it, too.
Yes, that's right. I also look at young people. You didn't hear me. I guess I don't know when you tuned in. Can I ask you a question? That sounds like you wear a bow tie. My partner is loud. He says you sound like the kind of guy that wears a bow tie.
Actually, I do not. I'm retired.
You are retired?
My bow tie days are over.
Okay. And are you over the age of 60?
No.
Wow, well, good for you. What about,
And I do have a physical impediment, and I drive a truck very carefully. I don't have any problems driving.
Got a problem.
And I've never had anyone deny me gas. I'm a respectable citizen, and I think that you should have discrimination charges brought against you. That's all I want to say. Goodbye.
Like Wally Cox. Is this Wally Cox? Okay, he hung up.
Will you forget it?
You got a greasy toupee. No, he doesn't. Hold on. Let me call you first. Hello? I think he's got a greasy toupee. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are you guys doing? He's standing in the next room from you.
Well, we bought these really nice cell phones. I just want
to kind of take pictures.
Yeah, they take pictures.
Hello?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, did you see that guy with a...
Get out of here! Hello? Lloyd, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Is that son of a bee there? Because
if you're talking about me, yeah.
You stopped me from filling my Winnebago when my wife and I are going to Portland, and my friend, you'll be wearing my Winnebago. You'll be wearing it as a pair of slacks. Good night.
Hello? Yeah, did you hear that guy? I just had on the air.
Yeah, sound like a real turd.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.
So you bought these brand new cell phones, you're just using them back and forth even though you guys are 3 feet apart?
Yeah.
Hey, boss, can I have a Slim Jim?
Call me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, can I get a Slim Jim?
Sure, I'll bring one over.
Thank you.
All right. Get a Slim Jim.
I mean, goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are you going to do, bring him a Slim Jim in from the cash register?
Yeah, we got a few here, and I got some of those. You ever try this this kind of Harley Davidson breath freshener? It's really...
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. These two cats, these two knuckleheads run a gas station. They're calling each other from 5 feet away, bring me a Slim Jim. Anyway. Now, one more. So anyway, I'm going to find out what's going to go down with. But here's the thing that I want to do with that whole Sears situation. I said to my wife, don't worry. There'll be a washing machine working by Saturday when they get back. She's coming back with the kids. And they requested that I make the special spaghetti meat sauce that I make, which I'm very proud of because, you know, they grew up on their mom's meatballs. But me, I'm a meat sauce guy. And so I'm going to make the spaghetti meat sauce. Oh, come on, man. I'm talking about meat sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make my meat sauce.
Get out of here, you freak. The kids dig that, see? So I'm going to be home on Saturday. And the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to get up nice and early. I'm going to meet with my buddy DJ because he wants me to put up an auction item for a thing that he's doing. We've been friends for years, our old high school. And then I'll kick him out of my house because, you know, I love you, brother, but you're a mess. And anyway, I'm kidding. You can stay if you want to come with me because I'm going to go and buy a washing machine. I'll buy a little cheap washing machine. I'll move that into the garage, and that's where we'll wash our clothes until I get this situation settled once and for all. And I was this close. If I still had my truck, I would have put it in my truck this morning, and I would have drove it over there, and I would have dropped it right at their front door. No kidding, with like a sign. You know, the typical thing that a cranky old man does.
Sears ripped me off. Please write Congressman Hulman at this address, and I'll be standing there with a premature hunchback.
Instead, I'm going to leave it there, and if the cats come and fix it, great. Now, get a load of this. I said, well, I'm going to call up a repairman and come over and fix it. Oh, if you do that, you'll void your warranty. Sir, do you honestly believe it matters to me that I save 3 cents? I don't care about the warranty. I want it fixed.
Well, you'll void your warranty.
What does the warranty mean? The warranty means you'll come and fix it, right?
Yes.
Well, you're going to take 2 weeks to do it. What do I care? I'm going to get some cat to fix it. If I void the warranty, I void the warranty. And the guy's all, well, I'll have to take this up with Mr. Horton. Please hold.
Thank you for calling Sears. Say, have you been to our website? It's really neat. We've got one, too. www.cometakealookatthispimpleonmyass.com.
You know, and I hang up. What am I going to do? So, that wasn't the story I wanted to tell you. I wanted to tell you the story about how Sears will always be vivid in my memory because as a child, I was playing, throwing rocks, and doing what children do in the middle of this old beaten-down railroad station in Arcadia, California, where they used to let the horses off to go to Santa Anita. And suddenly, one of my friends, another 9-year-old boy, yelled, "It's a bum!" And sure enough, some tramp started chasing us. And I ran all the way to the Sears on Foothill Boulevard at the speed of a 9-year-old boy. And I remember thinking, how fast do I think this bum's going anyway? I mean, I'm breaking the mile right here. This guy's an alcoholic and he's 50. I was thinking that. And then I went in and got some hot nuts. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Coming up, Clara Bingham will talk with us. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we'll be interviewing this woman, Ms. Bingham, who was a nanny. And the point of view that she has and the legal case that she's filing, believe me when I tell you that this will be something that is going to happen in real life very soon. I guarantee it. Number is 1-800-449-8686, and our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. It's always nice to hear from people who are reasonable and, I don't know, funny. I mean, it's cool if you put the show down as long as you're funny, but I guess it's not really so much putting the show down as it's just, let me put it to you this way. I know I'm bald and, dude, I mean, come on, come with something better than that, please.
Hey, Baldy, you really think that you're funny?
Well, no, I don't think I'm funny. I know I'm funny. That's A. B, proof of that is even though you're using different computers because I can track your IP address, you're back, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a day. Under assumed names. You'll have these people. You can track the IP address in these people, right? So they're using the same freaking computer with 5 different email accounts and 6 different names. Horst, you know, Wolfgang, Mary. Only it's like this. Hi, my name is Horst. I think you suck. Thank you, Horst. Hello, I'm Tim. You blow. Thank you, Tim. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Right now, by the way, Hurricane Katrina is the cat is in Miami who's doing a report. He's standing up. He looks like he's just getting a very nice little wind burn. It doesn't look too heavy. I hope everybody's okay down there, seriously. But the dude I'm looking at right now doesn't look like he's in too much distress. What do they call a Category 1? Wayne Roberts is here. Wayne and I used to work together at WIOD. They call it Category 1, Wayne. What is that, like 70 miles an hour? And they say, oh, no, that's a Category 1. That's nothing. That's 70 miles an hour. I flew out of Miami in a 45-mile-an-hour, 50-mile-an-hour gale. See, there's a thing called a tropical storm, and then it becomes a hurricane. And before it's a tropical storm, it's a tropical depression. And before it's a tropical depression, it's a tropical wave. And before it's a tropical wave, it's your mama too. See? So now what happens is, all of this jazz and like that, and it comes out of Africa and everything, and then boom, Miami is like flat. So I'm flying out of there at Tropical Storm, I don't know, Eddie or so, I forget the name of it, and it was 45 mile an hour, man. I'm walking to the store. What the hell? This is bad news. I mean, it's like one of those things where you're leaning forward into the wind. And then when I got on the plane, there's the pilot going, looks like it'll be a little bumpy right now tonight. Not going to be okay. I go, well, you cut with the Chuck Yeager act and just get this thing off the ground. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight we're going to be flying it. Oh, I don't know. What sounds good to you? You know, it's like it's a little too relaxed up there, man. But I'll tell you, that cat took that thing up as fast as he could through that storm, and within about 30 seconds, we were up flying over the clouds, and I was on my way to wherever the hell it was I was going. Oh, I know, Mexico. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Greene joins us now on the Phil Henry Show, and I didn't have time, Bob, to properly talk about your appearance, but you are going, you have had a problem, at least as far as I know, with a business venture, correct?
Well, when I talked to the gentleman who I spoke with, has to do with, and forgive my telephone, but they're supposed to come out and repair it. I've got two lines coming into the house, and one of them's a little, if you can hear me.
I can hear you, sir, yeah. Tell me about the business. You were driving people from bar to bar in a bus. In other words, you would be like a designated driver?
Yes, but it was more than that. We had we had purchased a school bus, which seated about 50 people. And I put up some magnet signs on it, and we called it the young swingers, pup crawl bus or something. We put a name on it. And what we did is I took out ads in a couple of the singles magazines, and another thing is I had a website and everything. And people called up and said, yeah, we'd like to get on your bus. And
now, what would you do? You'd get on the bus and just drive people to various bars.
So they could have a night out. Drink, as much as they want, or within reason. I mean, I did tell them they could drink as much as they wanted, and I understand now that was a big mistake. But I said, you can drink, get on the bus, I'll take you to these bars, and then we wrap up, and I drop you off.
All right, now you were over at a place called Coogan's in Santa Monica, right?
That is correct, yes. And what happened was, there'd been one guy in particular who'd been giving me a hard time. He wouldn't get back on the bus when I asked him to, and he wouldn't get back on the bus. When we got over to Coogan's, this guy, I said, okay, everybody get back on the bus. And apparently he met up with this young lady, and he's talking to her and everything like that, and it's all nice and everything like that. And I said, Chris, would you please come on? We got to get back on the bus. And he won't, he's ignoring me. And other people, of course, Mr. Henry, will follow an individual's lead, and they'll do the same thing. So 20 or 30 people, I couldn't get back on the bus. And that's, when I did what I did. But I was trying to get individuals back on the bus.
Well, what you did was you walked over to him and said what?
Well, I walked over to him, and I said, you have to understand that I was at my wit's end, and I said to the lady, and I will tell you this, and I say this with as much respect as I can, she was a piece of tail. I mean, she was a piece of tail. And I even told him later, I said, I don't blame you because she was a piece of tail. But you got to understand, you got to get on the bus. He said something obscene and vulgar. And I said, I'm trying to bond with you on the level of being a man. I understand she's a piece of tail. But you got to understand, I got a business. He didn't want to hear me.
Well, yeah, but what did you say to get him back on the bus?
I went over to her and I said, I'm sorry. I stood between the two of them and I said, this gentleman has just been tested HIV positive. He's on the verge of AIDS. And she turned, and
then there was a scuffle, right? Some kind of a scuffle?
Well, he grabbed me. We just kind of had a pushing match, and I told him to go, you know, I used a few choice words that I won't repeat here, and he did the same. He made a lot of references to the way I was mothered, you know, who my mother was. He made a lot of references to my parentage, a lot of references to my ancestors, told me to do things to myself. You know, I mean, really, he really hit the ball a long way. Told me to do various things to myself and made references to the way that I, you know, whether I was legitimate at birth. And I said to him, you know what? It serves you right because of the things that you did. And
all right, now this gentleman's name is, so what you did was you went over and told a very insulting lie about him. Not only insulting, but insulting to people that suffer from that disease. Okay?
Well, I understand that, but there was nothing, you know, he's talking to this piece of tail, and she, like a lot of these pieces of tail, and I told him, I said, she's a piece of tail, there's no doubt about that, but like a lot of these pieces of tail, you know, she couldn't find it with both hands, right? I mean, she doesn't know which end is up, right? She's the, you know, she's dead in the closet from the hide-and-go-seek contest in 1981, right? So anyway, I says to him, it's a piece of tail. But you
got to... I got it about her being a piece of tail, okay? But what are you saying? You said to him this thing, and then he got angry, and he pushed you, and you pushed him, all right?
Well, but she walked away from it. And
all right, I'm going to get him on the line. Mr. Norton is with us. Chris Norton from Redondo Beach, California, is going to join us, and he is going to at least give, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. I mean, I want to talk to the guy.
Mr. Norton, are you there?
What?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Am I interrupting you? Or?
Well, yeah, he might be with that piece of...
Just shut up. Am I interrupting you?
No, I'm going to... Go ahead, man.
Were you in a bus?
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Okay, were you in a bus? I'm sorry, I'm losing my track of thought here.
Yeah, I am too. I'm very distracted by that.
Well, what's with you guys? Go ahead. Yeah. Hey, the ashtray, hold on. The ashtray fell off, see? You can't do that with it.
Oh, come on, will you, man? What are you doing?
Mr. Ritter, I had no idea you were going to call me.
All right, can you stop?
I'm fine. Just get back to where you were. Hold on. Can you guys just hold on for a minute? Get back to where you were. Now, here, the ashtray right there and my beer. All right, let's go. Yeah, that's how you do it.
All right. Get...
Like I said, she's a piece of...
Yeah, uh-huh. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show, and we have on the line here Harriet here on Air America. And Harriet, how are you?
I'm okay. Now what's
good,
coming
dear.
Through is okay.
All right, now let me tell you what's happening. I've got Al Franken on the line. I want to find out exactly what was going on.
I didn't turn on
dear, you need
until
to turn
about
your radio,
a quarter of 10.
Dear, you need to turn your radio down, too.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Now it's okay. Wait.
No, you need to turn the radio up. Then maybe she needs to...
I never turn it up, Phil.
I'll...
Turn it all
Wait,
the way up.
You're, Harriet... What you're telling me is coming on the radio.
Yeah, turn it all the way up. Turn it all the way up. I want to hear it. I got to make sure.
Okay.
That's it.
You're coming out on the radio.
Yes. Have you got it turned all the way up, hon?
Are you turning it up, Harriet?
Have her turn it all the way up. All the way up.
Turn it
all the way, as loud as it can go. I want to hear that. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
All right, is it turned all the way up, Harriet?
Yes.
Is it turned all the way up, Harriet?
Yes, it's turned all the way up, and
right.
This phone call is coming on the radio.
Well, that's fine, dear. That's what's going to happen. We're on a 7-second delay, dear. Now, tell me...
This phone call is coming on the radio.
It's coming where, dear?
Call is coming through my radio.
Yes, dear. You're on the air, but that's what we call a delayed reflex. It's fine. Okay? Now, go ahead and tell us what your concern is. I'm Al Franken here, along with Phil Hendry, and Mike Malloy will be joining us in just a moment. Mike, you there?
Yeah, right here.
All right, great. Now, Harriet, what can we do for you, dear? Harriet, go ahead.
I listened to...
Go ahead, Harriet.
10.
All right, Harriet, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Harriet, this is Mike Malloy. Can we help you?
Yeah, I listened to 1310.
Go right ahead, ma'am. You're on the air now.
There's Springer and...
You're on the air right now.
I've never
Detroit's
turned
w-
on the radio
DTW.
At this time of night.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
About a quarter of 10, I turned it on. I heard them say it was the Phil Henry Show, and then the most incredible garbage was coming out.
All right, Harriet, you're on the air in Detroit. Go right ahead. Harriet, are you there?
I'm coming out on the radio.
Go right ahead, dear. You're on the air.
I know I am.
All right, go ahead with your comment, please.
I do not wish to be on the air.
Well, dear, we told you you were going to be on the air, and now you're telling me that you didn't want to be on the air.
Oh,
so
apparently,
were you
too
not
upset to hear that?
Were you not allowed to? What, are you lying to me now? You're not lying to me, are you?
Harriet, go right ahead.
Why should I explain what I heard?
Well, because, dear, I didn't hear what you heard. You heard what you heard.
Can't I talk to somebody without being on the radio?
Well, we told you you were going to be on the radio.
I seem to have missed that because I'm so confused.
Well, what? I tell you what, dear.
Harriet, why don't you turn your radio down?
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Yeah, but everybody
turn your radio
else
all
will
the way. I want you to turn it all the way down now.
Turn it all the way down.
Who are you?
I'm Al Franken.
All right. Turn it down, Harriet. Down. Turn it down, Harriet. All the way down. That's it. Now, what is the problem? What are we talking about here? What's the problem?
The problem was,
yes,
I can't believe what I was hearing coming out of the station.
What did you hear, dear?
I heard some man talking about his wife on the beach being sprayed with Coppertone, and he was going to sue somebody in California because that man said it looked like what you see on pornography. They didn't use the word, and I guess I shouldn't either.
So in other words, you were hearing a program where a man saw some people putting Coppertone suntan lotion on each other, and it looked suggestive. Was that it?
Yeah, and he was going to sue in California.
Yeah, yeah.
And his wife winked at the man, and the man was going to take a picture.
Uh-huh.
And then some woman called in and said he was being foolish, and she told a story. She said she was Nikki, and she wouldn't care if anybody sang a song about Nikki.
Right, dear.
All kinds of strange
things. Right, Harry, did you hear anything in that hour where someone had a drop of Coppertone on their chin, and he said it looked like he took it off the chin?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. All right, let me take some notes here. Go ahead. What did you think that meant?
Am I on the radio?
Yes, dear. I've told you now 18 times. I can't.
Well, I've asked you to please take me off.
Oh, you want to be? Oh, you want
to
be off the? Oh, you want to?
What do I think it meant? It was obviously the man thought that the Coppertone on his wife's mouth looked like the semen, and that they were having oral sex.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You see, this is what Bush.
He went on to say he was going to sue in California.
But this is what Bush is doing. Don't you understand?
How could they do that?
George Bush is making Coppertone come out with a more liquid kind of suntan lotion, so that when you use it at the beach, all of a sudden you look like you've just taken on a football team. You know, forgive me, but and so this is what the Bush administration, while we're being diverted in Iraq. I'm disgusted, and I feel very badly for you, Harriet.
Well, that's okay. I'm just confused. I'm not shocked.
Oh, you're not shocked?
Right. Language.
Okay. So you were confused about the Coppertone dripping off of a woman's mouth.
I can't imagine why this was coming out on the progressive political station.
Well, you are right. I guess it's because every now and again people need to know the truth of what's really going on. Not the truth of the truth, but the real truth. Not the 9/11. Fahrenheit 9/11. This is way truth. This is, in other words, they're planning on doing this to Michael Moore. They're gonna have him wake up and go to the mirror, and he'll see just a dribble of Coppertone on his mouth, and suddenly a guy will come through the window with a camera. Boom, they've got him. Michael Moore, you know. Oh, I got to take a break. It's wild. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You're listening to Air America. I'm Bob Fawcett, and we'll be right back. Air America, cutting edge and progressive.
I listen to the radio, and it's a hell of a deal.
I'm Bob Fawcett on Air America.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, him.